Theory of Multiple Intelligences. Good morning, everybody. In this short talk today, I will talk about the theory in education that has a big impact not only in the classroom, but in our lifestyles. It is the theory of multiple intelligences. First, I am going to discuss what intelligence quotient, I mean, how IQ is determined. Then I will define the multiple intelligences theory and tell you the types of intelligences and identify them. I will finish my lecture with the impact of the theory of multiple intelligences in the classroom. Okay, I will now deal with what multiple intelligences are, but before I begin, I will talk about IQ. IQ, or intelligence quotient, is the measure of the intelligence of an individual. Did you hear that? Intelligence quotient, or IQ, is a total score determined from one of several standardized tests designed to assess human intelligence. In short, IQ measures a person's intelligence level or assesses human intelligence. On the other hand, the multiple intelligences model is different. The multiple intelligences model can be defined as a set of abilities, talents, or skills that an individual has to a greater or lesser extent. Let me repeat that. The multiple intelligences model is a set of abilities, talents, or skills that an individual has to a greater or lesser extent. So, as you see, the multiple intelligences model includes a set of abilities, talents, and skills, while IQ measures intelligence. Multiple intelligences model measures multiple skills such as naturalist intelligence, musical intelligence, logical mathematical intelligence, existential intelligence, interpersonal intelligence, bodily kinesthetic intelligence, linguistic intelligence, and spatial intelligence. Now I will look at each intelligence. Let me begin with naturalist intelligence. If an individual has naturalist intelligence, this means he or she are nature smart. People who have naturalist intelligence feel alive when they are in contact with nature. They enjoy gardening, camping, climbing, and walking. Yes, individuals with naturalistic intelligence like gardening, camping, climbing, and walking. This ability was of value in our evolutionary past as hunters, gatherers, and farmers. Today, many people with naturalistic intelligence prefer working as gardeners, geologists, ecologists, and animal trainers. The second intelligence I will focus on is musical intelligence. Musical intelligence can be defined as music smart. Musical intelligence is the capacity to determine rhythm and tone. Yes, if a person has musical intelligence, he or she can understand rhythm and tone. This intelligence enables us to recognize, create, reproduce, and reflect on music, as demonstrated by composers, conductors, musicians, vocalists, and sensitive listeners. Interestingly, there is often an effective connection between music and the emotions and mathematical and musical intelligence may share common thinking processes. Adults with this kind of intelligence usually sing or drum to themselves. Multiple intelligence number three is logical mathematical intelligence, which is number and reasoning smart. Logical mathematical intelligence is the ability to calculate, quantify, consider propositions and hypotheses, and carry out complete mathematical operations. Logical intelligence is usually well developed in mathematicians, scientists, and detectives. Did you hear that? Logical intelligence is usually well developed in mathematicians, scientists, and detectives. Young adults with lots of logical intelligence are interested in patterns, categories, and relationships. The fourth intelligence is very interesting. It is the existential intelligence. People with existential intelligence are sensitive to deep questions about human existence, such as the meaning of life, why do we die, and how did we get here? It involves an individual's ability to use collective values and intuition to understand others and the world around them. People with existential intelligence are spiritual people. For example, the famous Greek philosopher Socrates, spelled S-O-C-R-A-T-E-S, and the French heroine Joan of Arc were in this category. Did you hear that? The famous philosopher Socrates and the French heroine Joan of Arc were in the existential intelligence theory. Okay, let's look at the fifth intelligence, which is the interpersonal intelligence, and in short, is defined as people smart. Interpersonal intelligence is the ability to understand and interact effectively with others. Let me repeat that. If someone has interpersonal intelligence, it means he or she is smart, or he or she can understand and interact effectively with other people. What's more, these people have good communication skills. It involves effective verbal and nonverbal communication. The ability to note distinctions among others. Sensitivity to the moods and temperaments of others. And the ability to entertain multiple perspectives. Teachers, social workers, actors, and politicians all exhibit interpersonal intelligence. The sixth intelligence is about sports. Bodily kinesthetic intelligence is the capacity to manipulate objects and use a variety of physical skills. This intelligence also involves a sense of timing and the perfection of skills through mind-body union. Athletics, dancers, and surgeons exhibit well-developed bodily kinesthetics intelligence. Yes, bodily kinesthetic intelligence is found in athletes, dancers, and surgeons. The seventh intelligence is linguistic intelligence. It is the ability to think in words and to use language to express and appreciate complex meanings. Linguistic intelligence allows us to understand the order and meaning of words and to apply metalinguistic skills to reflect on our use of language. Linguistic intelligence is the most widely shared human competence and is evident in poets, novelists, journalists, and effective public speakers. Finally, we have the eighth intelligence, the spatial intelligence, which is picture smart. Spatial intelligence is the ability to think in three dimensions. Yes, spatial intelligence is the ability to think in three dimensions. Core capacities include mental imagery, spatial reasoning, image manipulation, graphic and artistic skills, and an active imagination. Sailors, pilots, sculptors, painters, and architects all exhibit spatial intelligence. Young adults with this kind of intelligence may be fascinated with mazes or jigsaw puzzles, or spend free time drawing or daydreaming. So, now I want to shift our discussion to the impact of the theory of multiple intelligences on teaching. Accepting Gardner's theory of multiple intelligences has several implications for teachers in terms of classroom instruction. The theory states that all intelligences are needed in society because, according to Gardner, intelligence is the capacity to solve problems in order to function productively. Let me repeat that. The theory states that all intelligences are necessary to function productively in society. Teachers, therefore, should think of all intelligences as equally important. The theory of multiple intelligences implies that educators should recognize and teach to a broader range of talents and skills. Another implication is that teachers should structure the presentation of materials in a style which engages most or all of the intelligences. By activating a wide assortment of intelligences, teachers in this matter can facilitate a deeper understanding of the subject material. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening and have a good day.